parashas B'chukosai, B'chukosai. It says that it first says the brachas. It says the Oretz will give its Yivul, the Tvua that's supposed to be in it. So Chazal Darshan here that Yivula, meaning its Tvua, means the way it will be lost. It's Lavai, but the Taraskanim Darshan's on the opposite one. When it says afterwards, when there's a time of Klala Chas V'Shalom, so it says that the Oret will not give it Yivul. That's part of the Klala. So the Safra says, Mashata Moivula. That which will put into it. In other words, the word Yivula means the grain that you put into it, it's not going to give out. So Lechura, the parallel tied to it, when it says Nasati Aretz Yivula, it means that that which you put into it, it will give out. So I assume it doesn't mean just if you put in a core. The Gemara says if you put in a core, you don't get out a core. Nobody would sow a field. But it would be within the normal mahalach of what you expect to put in. Lechura, that's very shvet to understand, because in what sense is that a bracha? It's not a bracha that the land gives what you expect it to give, and the Lashon Yivula is also meduyek like that. But Yivula means its inherent crop. So if it would say that, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to say you're going to get a lot and a lot more, it would say V'nasati Gishmechem Be'itam V'nasna Ha'aretz Yivul Yivul Gadol Yivul Harbe. Yivula means that which is in it, in latent in it, like it says, Ve'itza Sodi Yitin period. So where's the brach in that? The klola is, it's unnatural. It's not doing what it should be doing. And here it says, V'nos na'aretz yivula ve'itza yitin period. It's doing what it should do. That's not a bracha. Secondly, we have to understand the nuance of Chazal. They say yivula, the yivul of Sheishis Yimei Breishis, where it says, in one day it grew and it planted, and you planted and it grew in one day and it gave its fruit and so on and so forth. There's also, the diuk is, Chazal understood that the word Yivula applies to something very specific. And something that is, that means limited to its Yivul. We have to understand where is the Simon Brach in that and why is it written like that? Why doesn't it say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you 10 times, 7 times, like it says in other Lashonis, V'rotfu mikem chamisha me'at, should say one tree will give 1,000 kikras lechem. The Sod Yisharim has a mahalach about tefillah, and I want to add a shayla on tefillah that is, we'll explain in a minute how he explains this in terms of tefillah. I want to add a shayla that is nagia to those in Yanim, and people have asked it over the years. It says in the Gemara in Sukkah that when they, in the Beis HaMikdash, by Nis HaMayim, they used to stand with the water, and they used to say, Aviseinu stood here, and they were over Avodizara. Like it says in Yecheskel, they had their backs turned to the Heichal, Rahman Salan, and they were Koyfan HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Amayim Avodizara, Anu, Einenu Luka, Anu Luka, Einenu Luka. But we're very, very focused on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Besides the fact that it's a little bit strange to be Mizgoya, but Chazal say a very different story. Chazal say when they came back from Bayis Sheni, they were in dire straits in terms of Avodah Zarah. They found a tzelem, and it says they started crying, and they said, we've lost so much, and so much time Chorav, Vadayin, is Satan Merakid, so they were mispal, and Kadosh Baruch Hu mevatel the Yetzer of Avodah Zarah. So the Pshat is, Lechura, they defaulted. They said, we can't cope with this, Kadosh Baruch Hu took it away. So it's certainly not something to be proud of. It's like somebody couldn't handle a course, and he begs and they excuse him from the course, and then he laughs at somebody who fails. I mean, yeah, you forfeited. You didn't fail. You didn't even start it. So what's the pshat that they were misgoyer? Rav Huttner has a maim about it, and he speaks about how this is the beginning of the tikkun olam, where the mevatel the yitzharis. But it's still hard to understand. L'chur, it's a forfeiting. It's not. I mean, what are you proud of? You basically forfeited the world of Avodah Zarah. Those are nekudas here to think about. There's another inyan in the beginning of Sedra. Chazal say mechukoyse telechu. Hadoru dechsev. They start to a pasuk with a hezba. It says chishavti drochai vashiva ragel eloydasecha. David HaMelech said, I thought of what I'm supposed to do. I pondered the correct way to go, and I turned my feet towards Daki Hashem, Mitzvah Hashem, and so on. Omer David, Ribbono Shel Olam, B'chol Yom V'Yom Ha'isa Mechashev V'Omer L'Mkoyim Ploini U'V'Yistir Ploinis Neholech. I would make a cheshbon every day where to go to. V'Yirag V'Mevias Ha'isi L'Botik Nasiyas L'Botik Medrashes. But my feet would lead me to the Botik Nasiyas L'Botik Medrashes. Ador Rechsiv V'Shiva Ragla L'Secho. That I would turn my feet, or my feet would go towards your eders. So the Pashat Pshat, I guess the way it's Pashat learned is that he thought to do something which was not Dvar Mitzvah, and his feet would leave him, would lead him to the basic Nizvot Midrashas. So first of all, that's not the Pashat. The Pashat says, V'ashiva Raka Asecha. I turned my feet towards Avodas Hashem, towards your Eidos. It doesn't say the feet schlepped him bal karcha, it says he turned his feet. So it's hard to understand, first of all, the end of the Maima Chazal doesn't seem to support that pshat. Secondly, what exactly do Chazal want in our parasha? Im b'chukoy say telechu. It says, if you will do Mitzvah Hashem. So we bring this maima, and if we're to learn it that way, so what's the pshuta shel mikra over here? That if you do avodas Hashem, not because you wanted to do it, but because your feet led you there by karcha. I mean, is that what the pasuk is saying? Imchoyset alechu. If you do the mitzvahs by rote, then if your feet lead you by karcha, then you get the schar. It's very hard to say that. That's, I mean, it's almost the opposite of what we expect in the pasuk. It's not the pshat that you're getting the schar for doing things by accident, unwittingly. A guy learns krishma because he's in the habit of it, so that's why he gets the schar. It's very hard to see how that story becomes the avana in the parasha. Hador d'chsid. Very, very hard to understand. So let's take a look. So the ma'isa, the nekudas and nekuda that the Ishbitzer says, it's a richas, and it speaks of one or two inyanim, but I want to use the core of his inyan. There's a gemara in Brachis, very strange gemara. Tefillah, the world of tefillah, we learn from Chana. Chana is where we learn the Tzura of Shemayin Esra. Chana was the one that was a spalt, HaGadosh Baruch Hu, Barichos, and Nene. Chazal learned up an awful lot of Mahalchi Tefillah from Chana. And Rosh Chana is, Rosh Tachnunim, it's definitely that she is, in a sense, the Mokar and Sheresh for Tefillah. So what happened was, Shmuel HaNavi started growing up. He was Meira Halacha Bifnei Eli, and Eli wanted to that he should die, Chasson, he wanted to kill him, he was Makpid. So it says, Elanar Zeh Spalolti. So the Chazal interpret the Pasuk, Elanar Zeh Spalolti, this is the child that was Mispalol for. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Shmuel Meira Halacha Bifnei Rabbi Hoya. Shmuel was Meira Halacha Bifnei Rabbi, and he brings Pesukim, to the Rishpas Apar, and Shmuel answered, so he says, he was Meira Halacha Bifnei Rabbi, Amalei, Mei Meshapek Amris. So Eli told him, you're telling the right, your psak is right. Mi umar aloch ni rabach at the kol amar aloch ni rabach yichai misa. As yichana the kotzavcha kamei. So Chana came and she cried to him, ani ha'isha nitzevesi mocham bezeh. I'm the woman that is standing here. Amali shafke de inshe. Leave me and let me punish him. Ubi'ina rachmi. And I'll be mispal for you. V'yoyev loch rabba minei. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu give you a better son. Amalei elana azeh spalalti. I was mispal. This is exactly the child that I was mispal for. And I don't want another one. It's a very awkward way of, I mean, you know, we tell us, we would say, listen, our feelings, I mean, what do you mean a better one? This is my child and this is my son and that's that. But Chana's teretz was, Elana Azeh Spalalti was the reason why she didn't want a bigger one than that, a better one than that. What's the shock of Atari here? I mean, he said, I'll give you some better. He says, no. This is the one I asked for, was this, the description of faith. Where's the Shakir Tai? The Gemara, what's the Dibur back and forth? The Chazal also say, Al-Nazeh Spalalti, he shouldn't be Chochem Midai, he shouldn't be Tipesh Midai, he shouldn't be Aruch Midai. The Gemara says, Ivle Ilayim, Ivle Tzachar, Ivle Chochem, Ivle Tipesh. Also very strange, where is the, it says Zera Noshim, should be exactly this way. What kind of description, what kind of tefillah, what are we talking about over here? So let's try to understand a little bit. It has to do citing a tefillah, and in a broader aspect has to do with a lot of other nyanim. It says in the Gemara that the Yerushalmi says it, and the Sfarim use it as a cornerstone for Munah. It says that if somebody eats bread that's not his, boy is this takulit, the ape of the one who gives it to him. A person who gets bread for nothing is misbayish to look at the face of the one that he's taking from. So the yisaid of the bria is that a person was given an opportunity to earn his way through this world, and it takes away the problem of the boyas is takulabay, the lechem bisha. The fact that a person didn't earn his schar means that he would be embarrassed with it, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a chesed that we could earn our way. The oimek of the boyas is takulay. Let's take an example. Let's say if I'm a guest by somebody else, then it's, you know, if I'm a guest for one day, it's nice, 2 days, 3 days, I begin to feel that I'm a real burden, and, you know, I don't, how can I sit and eat somebody else's bread? I feel that way. Let's say a child by his parents sits 18 years, 20 years, and he's not embarrassed. And even if you'll tell me his parents give it willingly, they're very happy with it, and it's wonderful, but Tachlis said, and what if the person is a Gevaldik Masa Reach and is happy, he's wonderful with it? You still don't like it. The husband supports his wife, and Efloch, Ekev, and so on, he's supporting her, and it's not Lechem Bois. So the Teretz is like this. It depends. The busha is not that it comes from you, but that it stays yours. A person has things that are his. A child at the age that he's still the derech to be supported by his parents has something that is quote-unquote rightfully his. A child by a parent is supported. That's their chaylam. So when he eats it, he's not sitting and eating somebody else's bread. He's eating that which a father gives children. That's what a husband gives a wife, and so on. In other words, the busha of taking from somebody else is because it's, as I'm eating it, it's not mine. There's a shaila actually in the Rishonim. When you give a guest food, does it become his immediately? L'mashal, let's say I invite Reuven to come eat by me, and I give him a plate of food, and then Reuven will give it to Shimon. Can he or can he not? In other words, did the food become his, and then the Melech can do whatever he wants? He could be Makdashid, he could be Asrid, he could be Muda Hanoi, whoever he wants with it. Or is the Pshat, it's my food all the way as it's going down his throat, but he's eating mine. He has, normally it's gazelle if I eat somebody else's. It's not gazelle if I eat somebody else's. He speaks about Zav Kamina, about if according to my Yom HaRecham, it's some Pesach of a Goy is Muti Machila, what if he, as a guest by him, would that be Muta or not? In other words, would it still remain Chem Tosholak while I'm eating it? The bias is because as I'm eating Reuven's. It's not mine that I'm eating his, but there's no Isegzela because there's a Schus on it. So I can't integrate into myself something that's not mine. Something that doesn't belong to me doesn't become part of me. It's just like if somebody tries to transplant a foreign aver into my body, it rejects it. Nechasim, if somebody else's thing, if while I'm eating it, it's Reuven's bread, then I can't. Then my body doesn't digest it. It can't absorb it. So the bias is takule, the inability to be nene from that is because it's not mine. In the world of Torah and mitzvahs, in when we speak about Kodesh Baruch Hu giving us a chance to earn our own way, in the world of Schava Inish, it's not just the part we worked for it and we deserved it. On that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Mikidmani. Nobody came before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need our work, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need our mitzvahs, and they're paying us wages. So the earning is, in the sense of real value, is not, it's like a father will tell a child, you know, if you walk around the block 10 times, I'll give you this. I'm not paying you wages. It's not the pshat that it's a fair transfer of money. You got goods and I'm getting back. But at least mitzad the mekabel, it has shaykhus to the mekabel. The mekabel has a makrim. In other words, these are my pe'ulis, and as such, they become part of me. So in the sense that we earn our way, that we did HaKadosh Baruch Hu great favors by davening and by putting on tzitzis, and therefore he owes us one, that's ludicrous. And on that it says, mi yigdemani. But in the sense that I made a klei kibul in my nefesh, that I can integrate this inyan into me, that the schar of lulav and esrig is, the klei kibul I made is in the pu'ulas ha-mitzvah, and the pu'ulas ha-mitzvah of tefillin made me a klei kibul for schar of tefillin and so on, that's where it becomes part of me. So the Yisoid HaBriya is that in order for something, for a person to be shaykh to something, to be nene from something, the person has to make it part of his mitzias. And part of his mitzias is that it integrates into his mitzias and becomes, and it becomes, he has a kli kibul in his mitzias. The pe'ulas, the schar, the mitzvahs, all the Yom HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us was lezakeis behen, to give us, make us a kli kibul to be able to absorb that inyan. So if a person is yegeah b'teira, a person is muching on a kasha, the teretz lands on a fertile piece of land. It's got a kli kibul in the nefesh ha'adam. That's the general yisaid of pulas ha'adam and mais ha'adam in terms of making a kli kibul. One of those in Yanim that goes that direction is Tefillah. Tefillah Lechura, and many people have asked it, stands in contradiction to the Yisrael we're saying. Instead of working and doing a lot of mitzvahs that are b'zeicha to health or finasa, we ask Refa'inu, Farachaleinu, that's what we ask for. So Lechura, it's contravening the yisoid of doing the maisim, the pulus, al pi derech hateva, al pi derech hamitzvos haschavenish, but somewhere do the pulus. The teretz is, on a deeper level, what makes a person kli kibul at a minimal level is the element of kivui, meaning hope, l'mashal. Let's say somebody were to give me a very fancy diamond. I don't have any understanding in diamonds. It doesn't mean anything to me. It's not something I cared for, it's not something I asked for, it's not something that I wished for. So the person gives it to me, I take it, I look at it, I know it's worth a lot of money, but it's not, I don't make it part of my nechassim at even a minimal level, because it's got, I don't have a chelek in my nefesh that really cares for diamonds. So it's not going to become part of me. Somebody gives you a fancy calculator that does a lot of scientific calculations of the fanciest order with great speed and so on. For a scientist, this is his life's dream. It's a very expensive calculator, and this makes his work a lot easier, and it's gewaldig. He's waiting, he's hoping, he's dreaming for it. For me, it's worthless. Adding a few numbers is all I need. It's not going to... Since at the level of tikva and tzefia, since at the level of my hope and ambition and so on, it doesn't exist, then I completely have no kli kibul for it, and it's worthless. There's no makom tefillah for it. We spoke last week about not being mispowel. You can't mispowel for things you don't dream you could ever get, like tchias ha-meisim and so on. You can't be mispowel for things that you have no hope for and no inyan in. That's why Chazal Misakin, first of, before we down, we say Hashem Sfasai Tiftach. In other words, Harchev Pichav Amaleihu, open your mouth, hope for something, wish for something. So certainly in Gashmis, we don't have to enlarge our scope of what we hope for. But in Das L'mashal, Atachayin Adam Das L'mamed Lein Hashbina, if a person doesn't care for wisdom, doesn't dream for it, doesn't feel the need to understand more or deeper, then it's basically a bracha of atala. And it's, so the first thing we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that I should be able to ask for it. And asking doesn't mean just saying the words. It means I should yearn for it. That's Hashem's Fasai Tiftach. It says in the Pasuk, Hachav Pichav Amaleihu. If you'd open your mouth wide enough, I could fill it with food. But if your mouth is not open even, I'm going to choke you with it. It doesn't mean anything to you. That's why when we're mispalel for parnasa, it's very interesting. One of the zberim I usually give, why do we have to follow the script of Chazal in davening? It's because we don't know how to daven or what to daven for. And someone to ask us, how does one daven for parnasa? Let's say, Ribbono Shel Olam, send money, a lot of it. That's the way we would mispalel. There's no, I mean, is that a bracha? Is that a tefillah? Is that a bakasha? Baruch Oleinu, es Hashem Azois, das kol minis v'osa v'toiva. In other words, a person has a tchum of asiya. A person has a tchum of maisim. And in the world of his maisim, to see a siman bracha is what parnasa is. Somebody who works hard as a craftsman, he builds tables and they're nice and he's proud of it and he sells it for a lot of money because he's proud of his work and people want it. So his tefillah is he should do good things, nice things, people should be able to buy it and so on. That's a siman bracha. To win a lottery ticket of $50 million is not a siman bracha. There's no kli kibul for it, it's a siman klola. So the person's kli kibul is expressed in Baruch Oleinu. And only at that time does it become a siman bracha. So the scope of a person's siman bracha is that a person has a kli kibul, and at least, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing it for him and giving it to him, it's not really a bracha levatala because he has a kli kibul for it. A raya for it, a shtickle raya. In Hilchot Tzedakah, there's something called Dei Machsoire. It's Tzedakah to give a person a fancy car if that's what he normally uses. Negdarim wants a people know he's on, he wants his shifts. But there is a gather which is mind-boggling. You're giving out bread and water to hundreds of aniyim, and this usher, you're funding a Lexus for him. What's the pshat? The Teretz says because he's missing it, and the ani is not missing it. Parnasa stock giving is compared. You have to look at the kibul at the day machzere, and the mela it shayach to him. For a person whose status is a gvir, those in yanim are part of his mitzias. Luxury is called in Lashon Kodesh maisris, extras. For a gvir, it's not an extra. For an ani, it's an extra because it's a part of him. His mitzias is not koilet those in yanim. That's the olam of tefillah, and that's why Chana said, Elana zeis balauti, I want to have a child. I don't want you to dump a great man on me. I'm not hosting a great person. A child is the most self that you have, and Chana beheard herself through tefillah. So she said, Elana zeis balauti, this child is the result of my tefillahs. And that's why it's me. If you give me a child that's greater, then it's your child. It's not my child. And b'neila, it's meaningless to me. Elana zeis balauti, she said, Rava's a greater child is meaningless to me. And that's why she said, I don't want it to be chacham midai, not tipish, not this, not that. It's because I wanted to shtel zech tzu to my mitzias. If somebody in my mitzias, this is where the hair is part of my reality. To just dump an neshama that has no shaykhis to me, I'm a custodian. I don't see it as being myself. I don't see it as being a result of my tefillah. And the mele, that wouldn't be my child. To be a child that's yours, it has to be yours. And that's what the tefillah was. That's what Chana meant over there. So you have in the world of tefillah means that the person is, so by Avodah Zarah, I'm sure plenty of people had thought of being mispal for, they had a lot of problems with Avodah Zarah, and they were mispal Ashivenu and so on. But if they had a tefillah to be mevatlo yitzah Avodah Zarah, and it was ne'ne, meaning that a tefillah was a real tefillah, wasn't just words, but the person really wanted to get rid of it, that means that it, in some sense, it's their accomplishment. They were ready for that. If a person comes along and he asks, you know, Rav Hashem, I'd like to be like the Vilna Gaon. Is that a tefillah? It's not a tefillah, because you don't really have a hope for it, you don't have a dream for it, you don't dream of it, it's not your ambition. So it's Dvarim B'Teilim, it's Tefillah Shav, and it falls on category of Dvarim B'Teilim. But within the realm that a person hopes for, within the realm that he really yearns for, means that he has a shaykhus to it. It's true if you're mevat Avodah Zarah by working and be'olam ha'maisa, it's really yours. But if an olam ha'tefillah, the tefillah was nene, it means that there was at least a mouth open. There was a real sense in Klal Yisrael that in the worst way possible, they wanted no Avodah Zarah. They wanted to chuck out Avodah Zarah, they wanted to spit out Avodah Zarah from themselves. They couldn't do it. But when HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it, it wasn't a maisa that was parachuted in. It landed, in Kei Nishmasam, it landed at Mitzias. So in the world of tefillah, you have the ability of The world of tefillah reaches as far as a person's hopes, dreams, ambitions, and so on. And that's why it says, Osaretz Yevula means that it's destined pradus. It's not a simen bracha to give more than is really it. A field can produce 100 bushels. If there's a simen bracha, it produces 200 bushels. But let's say HaKadosh Baruch Hu parachutes down 1,000 bushels. In HaShemayim, it says, the Gemara says, Chitam in HaShemayim, speaks about Omer, if you can bring it from Chitim HaShemayim. So, you know, I have a field. I can land on it. Instead of growing wheat, I can have airplanes landing and dumping wheat. That's not a Simen Bracha. The Simen Bracha is when it was really locked in the field to start with. And it's Mizbarech. The trees grow better, bigger, stronger, laden with more fruit, and so on. That's why Chazal said that Yevula is like Sheshes Yimei Breishis, like Sheshes Yimei Breishis, because that is, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives that amount, even though to us it's vast and it seems out of proportion, but the emes, the field has it in itself. There was a time when it had it, so a field could produce gluskoyas and yemechad and all those inyanim. As long as it's really part of the field, I deher it as a bracha b'mayis yada. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's why it's called a bracha. That's what Chazal dashed over here. That is the world of tefillah, and I want to compare Inshtal to the other inyan of Chashavti Drachai. In the world of mitzvahs, let's take a similar parallel. A person can do a lot of mitzvahs during the day. A person does Tulsi Dayim, and a person does tefillah, and a person does kriyashma, a person does tzitzis, and a person does tzedakah, and a person does Talmud Torah, and so on and so forth. We don't feel that we're laden down terribly with mitzvahs. Nobody finishes the day and says, Baruch Hashem, I was zocher to so many mitzvahs, and so on. I heard it from somebody from one of the other shivas today. He said over that he ate by Rabbi Zalman, the Seder, and he said there was a lot of things there that were very memorable. The most striking thing was, he said at the end of the Seder, Rabbi Zalman said, Baruch Hashem, I was zeicha to celebrate another Seder. So many mitzvahs, such a great inyan. Baruch Hashem, I had the schus. We don't feel that way because one of the reasons is because it's motions. We go through it and we don't, you know, it's part of what we're used to. So the Eitzah obviously is not to start from scratch. It's his machshava to think about what he's doing, even though the maisim come naturally. Still, it attaches itself to a person. If a person before he puts on tefillin stops and thinks a minute, I'm now going to do the mitzvah tefillin, which is mekasher a person takarish baruch hu, mekasher seichel, it's mekasher his taivas machshavas, and then he does it. So even though he would have done the Maisa anyway, but that machshava, the pre-thought, ties it to the person the same way as if he really would need to make an effort to go and do it. The Bria is full of nice things. It says, L'mashal, that the Parsim, the Gemara says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I love the Parsim for three things that they do. They write Tzinu and this, and this, and this. And then it says, Vanikarasi l'mikudoshai. So Chazal say, who's mikudoshai? Eilu Parsim, that are mikudoshim zimonim l'gehenim. That they're ready to go to Gehenim. You just got through saying the three wonderful things Parsim do that HaKadosh Baruch Hu likes. It says, if l'mole Torah nitna, malfeinu b'hamis oretz. L'mole Torah nitna, we'd learn sneers from a chassel, and gzela from a nomol, and so on and so forth. So, I mean, and yet these barriers don't have any schar, no schar whatsoever. The teretz is, because since it's habit, and since it's natural, it's got nothing to do with them. They've been pre-programmed, they could be sleeping, it's a reflex action, and just like if a person reflexively, if you knock somebody in the knee, and he hits you, you say, he didn't hit you, it was a reflex action. Anything that goes without mahalchi machshava is, even by Adam Mu'ud Lailam, if it's on his gomer, somebody put kelim afterwards, where it's not shaykh to impose shmir on the person, he's pater, a shaita's pater. anything that goes without Mahalchi Das is not mitzurif to the person. So even the parasim, it's a tchuna of the Ummah that they have very nice things. But it is, it's not that they have any inkling of the tznius. It's not that they have any rotzen. It's not that they have any machshava to it. It's just, that's the way it is. David HaMelech, Tzayit Sharm says, David HaMelech, the pshat in the Chazal is, David HaMelech thought about what he was going to do, despite this fact that his feet would lead him there anyway. It's not, he learns it's one thing. He went to where he wanted. You know, he sat and he thought about where he's supposed to go. Avodas Hashem, v'shiva raglai. He said, what I did was, raglai, a habit, the word in Hebrew for habit is a hergel. It comes from the word regel because the feet are an almost reflexive action. The hands, a person still, a craftsman works with his hands and he makes sure that they go exactly where he wants them to go. Feet, you walk without thinking about it. So he said, Ashiva ragla dechecha, I was able to turn your feet towards Avodas Hashem. Yes, the habit. I would get up in the morning and go to Beis Medrash anyway. But I sat up before and I said to myself, what should I do with my day today? And I said, I should go to yeshiva to learn because that's what I'm supposed to do. So I turned habits and hergel and raglayim into Avodah. So Shalom says, even in the world of Choyk and Mishpat, La'asa chen chol goy, Chukum and Mishpatim ba'yidom, the Ummah Sa'olam live on Chok only without Mishpat. Mishpat is for the Yaakov, because Yaakov inserts the Mishpat into the Choyk. It's not two separate things. Every chayk comes as a chayk, and it could come as a mishpat as well. If the person adds seichel to the maisa, it becomes a maisa, a mishpatik maisa, even if he would have done it anyway, or if he doesn't, it stays as chayk. That's what Chazal meant to shtal tzur, b'chukaisei teilechu. If you take the things that you're doing anyway, and you make a conscious act, like it says in the pasuk, a shiva raglai. If you force yourself, if you do the chukim because you're doing them, then you've adapted the world of chukim to your own koima, and it becomes part of your asiyah. So we have two inyanim here that are really one inyan and encompassing kamat the whole heck of avodas adam. Things happen anyway to a person. Sai HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives, and Sai we do. The vast majority of our life is taken up is with what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. The percentage of things that we have, that we really did, the emes, is very minimal, forgetting even about firm things, that everything's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but saying, tachas, a person is born with talents, abilities, surroundings, family, resources, v'chulu v'chulu. And a person dabbles here, there, but tachlis, it's given. And we do, a lot of what we do, the vast other things we do, are already part of our hard wiring. We do it, it's built into us, and we couldn't do it if we didn't, even if we wanted to disassociate ourselves from it. But none of that has shaykhus to a person. The things that we have, the things that are ours, that we don't have any shaykhus to in the world of tefillah, are not really ours. HaKadosh Baruch Hu dumps all sorts of hatavis on us. It's meaningless. A person needs to have, the world of tefillah relates to the things HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us, and that relates to the scope of a person's hopes, dreams, and ambitions. A person who wants to understand, a person who wants to know. So his after chayning becomes an expression of his yearning, and the seichel that he gains becomes his. The understanding and the enlightenment that Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us really becomes his enlightenment. It's not just he's got great brains. He's a baal seichel. He's a bar das. He's his mind, because he hoped for it. Like Shlomo HaMelech, when Kadosh Baruch Hu says in the dream, what do you want? And he says wisdom. The Malbim says, because when you're dreaming, you really say what you really want. A person who wants to grow, a person wants to steig, and he says Hashiveinu. So the development and the growth that in the Siyata Shemaya that comes to him can actually be his. He can rightfully feel that it's his, and so on. Every single bracha, it's the same thing about the geula. It says if you're mitzapel for the geula, you're going to be zeichan, misameach in the binyan. A person that has some sense, some time of the year, that we're missing a lot, and there was a lot more to be had. So when we do have it, it has shaychus to him. But if the person never had a yearning for Beis HaMikdash, never felt its loss, never tried to develop for himself any sense of desire for it, so it will come, will be great, but I'm an outsider. It's not me. It's you know, somebody dumps a big diamond ring. I guess it's nice. It's great. But I don't have a place in my nefesh that has to make room for it. It just doesn't speak to me. If I don't develop any hope, any kivui or tsefi for these inyanim, then it's then they're not mine. And the same thing in the olam ha'mais and ha'mitzvahs. We are fortunate that for the vast majority of us, or for all of us, the vast majority of Torah is there already. We do it. But doing it and it being your ma'isa are two separate things. A reflex action is not your ma'isa. You don't need to drop it and pick it up again in order that it should become yours. It's not mahalach. But thinking about it, achash v'drochai, if a person puts thought into it, and he says to himself, the right thing to do with this time in my life and today is to learn and to understand and to know and to understand emes a little bit further. The right thing to do now is to give somebody else a dollar because he needs it. And I could be mashpia toiv on him. The right thing to do now is not to talk about it because it's insulting somebody, it's harming somebody, and so on. If we add machshava, then the chayk becomes mishpat. Umes ha'olam, whatever good they have is chayk. It's hardwired into them, and they have a good nature. They have an understanding mind. Each umah has his own thing. But it's like a chassel and a nemoya. It's got no shaykhis to them, the etzim, because what is it connecting to? There's no mice on their part that it's connecting to. Klal Yisrael has mishpat. The chaykim become mishpat. In b'chukais that aleichu means, chukaisai are like a conveyor belt. It's there whether you like it or not. It's a chayk. So you have these walking sidewalks. You can stand on it and be carried along. Or you can walk on it and gain the momentum of the sidewalk plus your own going. So the Torah says the brachas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives are only shayach to if it becomes your maisa. It's the Nasarat Yivula is whatever hachana you've made for getting, whatever hachana you have for attaining, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevarech, not a drop more. If there's no empty kli, the oil stops flowing. And whatever ma'isim a person does, if they're a conscious act of walking, then the chayk becomes a mishpat, and the ma'isa, despite the fact that it's hergel, becomes vachash v'drachai. The raglai that are malichas oisi become a conscious pull of the person and a kiyum of mechukai satelech.